inflammation of the foreskin reminds me of your smile.
Dr. Spew saw his next patient. A middle-aged businessman with teeth worn smooth by endless day-old donuts. The man's twitchy hands and hyper-alertness suggested strong caffeine addiction and a heartbeat that could drive a rave tune. "I'll need a blood test," Spew orders, while picking a blunt, slightly bent syringe from the sink. He shook off the wad of bloodied gauze that clung to it and screwed it into the man's arm. The man screamed. "Control yourself. You're supposed to be a professional." "I'm sorry, Doc," the man said, burning with shame. "Here, hold this against it for a while I run the tests." Spew hands the man the blood-crusted gauze. Spew disappeared into his little lab. He pushed the way oversized syringe into a device that extracted various substances from the blood, such as caffeine, nicotine, and other less savory fluids. Spew grins a thin, skull-like grin as he sees a caffeine vial is ready to go. He picks it up off the machine and fills a slightly less used syringe with it.